Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Lil Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Lil Critters gummy vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Lil Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. All right, listeners, you are in for a real treat today, because I have my friend, I'm so glad I can call you a friend now, Rachel Macy Stafford, here today to spread some wisdom in what is just, it's a really trying time right now for a lot of people. And you guys have heard Rachel on a podcast before. Rachel is the founder of Hands Free Mama. Hands Free Mama is the revolution that I've been sharing with you guys. I was changed after I read her book, Hands Free Mama, Hands Free Life. It's a movement to let go of all distractions in our lives and practice acceptance and love and just transform us as parents. It transformed me as a parent. And she has a book coming out in a few weeks that I was just talking to her off the podcast. It's called Live Love Now. And man, is it perfect for our times. It's speaking to where we are right now. And it's talking about embracing new roles as guides for our children. And, you know, I reached out to Rachel this week and I said, I think we need to do a podcast, because what is happening in the world with everyone being at home with their families, she can be a real leader to all of us and help us to maximize this time with our families and really make the most of it. Because there may not be another time like this in our lives where we're at home with our families. And right. I think Rachel can be such a tool to help us to maximize on that. And to speak to that, she always calls herself a flawed but loving mother and talks about just the places that we fall short and how that's okay and how we can make little changes to make huge impacts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in thinking about all this, I thought, Rachel, we can really make big impacts in our children's lives, I think, with this time that we have at home with them. Mm-hmm. So I want to offer this as a tool today for my listeners. And I welcome my friend, Rachel. of the hands-free mama revolution.
Oh, thank you, Mallory. I love that we get to spend this time together. And I just want people to know that this space that we're going to come together right now, there are no expectations. We are inundated right now with how we should be handling this. And I just want to tell you right now that what Mallory and I are going to talk about are things that can help and support us during this time. But there is no right or wrong way to love each other, to love our children through this time. And know that you are the expert of your child and what your child needs. And it is so hard when we are hearing, we should have this type of schedule. We should be doing XYZ every day. But that is not what you're going to hear here. You're going to hear some things that are going to resonate with you. And you're going to say, I think I can try that. You're going to hear some things that say, no way, can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. That's okay. So I just want you to take what resonates, let go of what doesn't, and just know for the next 30 minutes, we're just going to be in a gathering together, because we can't get through this unless we do it together and we support each other. And that's why I'm so honored and blessed that Mallory asked me to do this, because I do have some things to share. Like she said, small changes, small actions that you can make that will begin to ripple into other areas of your lives and provide that safety and comfort our kids need now.
Yeah. And I've seen it, Rachel. I have a lot of people in my podcast that give a lot of amazing tools. And your tools are ones that I have really and truly deeply implemented in my own life and have made, you talk ripples. I see tidal waves in my life. And it's changed the way that I parent. It's changed the way a lot of my followers and my listeners parent. It's changed the way I even connect. Even if you're listening to this and you're not a parent, the hands-free life that you talk about, connecting with other people, that's a very real thing that can be applied to a lot of different relationships in our lives.
Yes.
Maybe we're talking more about children today, but if you're in the house with your parents and you're listening to this, or if you're in your house with the spouse or whatever, this can really apply. This is about connection. This is really something. And I will say, so I want to start into part one, talking about one of the first strategy, but I just want to mention really quickly, because I'm so lucky to have my hands on the copy of Live Love Now. And I started reading it, and I was reading the story about where your daughter, Natalie, she at night, because we're going to talk about like some bedtime rituals. So I want to open with this. You would lay down in bed and she would say, will you tell me the bad things that happen in the world?
Yeah.
And that gave me chills all over my body, because here I am reading this and you wrote this book not knowing what time this was going to release in.
No.
And wow, like I got full body chills that was the first story in the book, because I just thought, man, this book is supposed to come out now. It's supposed to come out during these times. And we're going to talk today about, gosh, you had to navigate those waters with a child that wanted to know every night.
Yeah.
Tell me the bad things that happened in the world. And instead of protecting and saying, no, I'm just going to hide everything from her, we're going to act like everything's normal, you leaned into that.
Mm-hmm.
And you became that parent that learned how to navigate those waters. So today you're helping us navigate these waters that we're in today. And we've got a lot of different tools, so we'll go ahead and jump in. And so I love what you just started out and said. You said you're seeing all of these schedules and it's stressful. Hey, parents are trying to homeschool and trying to keep order in their houses, and they're not teachers. Everyone's supposed to be like, teachers should make $1 billion a year, because they're realizing this is hard.
Yes.
So your first thing that you mentioned is this, you know, the strategy that supports you and your family during this stressful, chaotic time. You talk about routine. So talk to me a little bit about how there's some comfort in the predictability, but how we don't need to be super strict about it. Help us use this as a tool.
Yes. So it's just really known among lots of researchers and child experts that a routine, some predictability with each day, gives a sense of comfort and stability. Now, how far you take that is up to you, but I would encourage people to just be really open to allowing there to be space in the day for breathing room. I love having breathing room, that we don't have to say, kids, these past 2 hours, we were supposed to have all of this done. We're not done, you know, and having it be stressful.
Yes.
Because really, their emotional well-being right now takes precedence over their academic strives. Okay. So yes. So think about, your job right now is to create this, really this safe haven, this refuge where they see you trying. Okay. I like to say the trying matters more than the knowing.
Yes.
We don't know how this is going to turn out. We don't know how long we're going to be in this situation, but we're showing up. We're telling our kids, you know, I'm here. I'm here with you. And I know that this is not easy. And, you know, my kids are older, 13 and 16. So it goes a long way with them to say, I know this is hard and I'm learning right along with you.
Yeah.
But with the younger children, they need to say, okay, look, mom said these are the three things we're going to do today, but there's also going to be things that we can do that are going to be fun and we're going to have this time. Because right. The other thing is, a lot of parents are trying to work during this. You know, you're trying to manage your job, teach your children, you know, and do all the other things that you do. So this is a good time for our kids to see mom has a job. Dad has a job.
Yeah.
I have a job. And when you say to your child, you have a job, and this is what your job is right now. And it can be even a 10-minute job if they're little, you know, but say, this is what you need to do right now because I need to get this done. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And I like it when you say, you wrote this like in the notes, when you give a kid a list, you offer belief in their capabilities. That is profound, because you think, oh, you know, they're not going to do it as well. I'll just do it later. Like, just sit here and watch TV, or sit here and play with this, or I'm going to set this up. But let them help you do a job. I love it how you related to, we're showing you mom and dad's job. Here is your job. And you're offering, but you believe in them. I believe that you can do this.
Yes. And Avery was 4 years old when I handed her her first list.
How did that go?
Because I was like, all right, every morning it's taking her 20 minutes because she's a noticer. I call her a noticer. She stops, she smells the roses. It's a beautiful thing. But when you're trying to get out the door, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. And so one morning I was like, all right, it's not working for me to nag and hound her. So I made this very basic little note, a sticky note. It had a picture of a shoe, a picture of a water bottle, and I think a picture of her lunch or something. And I put a little box and said, when you put your shoes on, check the box.
What a good idea.
When you do this, check the box. And then I had a little sand timer so she could see. And that child had never gotten ready so fast in her life. But that list. And this is the neat thing about being able to talk about this now. My girls are 13 and 16. We embraced the list, okay, because I'm a special education teacher. This is what helps my kids accomplish their goals. My kids then, they got the list. But the list has evolved. The girls have taken the list that was on this little post-it note, and they make their own list. They make their own schedules. They make flyers, recipes, they write songs. Like what you said, Mallory, is like when you are telling your child, here's what I believe you can do. These are the things that I want you to see done today. Then the sky's the limit that with that belief. And it's so good to involve them. With my special ed kids, I would never just say, here's your goals. I would say, what are your goals? How do you want to use this time? Because think about that, Mallory, when you are told what to do, are you as invested as when someone says, Mallory, give me your ideas. How do you see this time working out? Then you can think of all the possibilities and you can go on whatever path motivates
you. Absolutely. And that's a way of learning in itself, because that's teaching children, I feel like, emotional intelligence. Like, let me think about what I want to do and what I feel like I'm good at. And I like where you write about, like, talk about the power of the post-it note. That's a really powerful thing that you can do really simply. And that reminds me, another really simple thing that you talk about that I have done in my own life that you talk about would be great during these times, the 10-minute hands-free rituals. So I like how you call them family contributions versus family chores. And I think you said that was one of your friends. That was her phrase.
Yes. Amy McCready. Amy McCready.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's emphasizing, you say that we're in this together. You're contributing to the family that you're a part of.
Yes.
And I really like that. Reframing things for children, I feel like, is so huge.
It's yes. And it makes them feel like I'm a part of something important here. I'm helping my family during this time. Yes. And yes, we're not going to get an enthusiastic response. You know, I love that. That's happening a lot in my house. It's like, okay, dishwasher time, you know, but I keep saying we're in this together. And the more that we all pitch in, the smoother this is going to go, you know. But yes, calling them contributions rather than chores just kind of changes things. And again, get the kids on board. What is your skill? What are you super good at that you could do in our house that would help mom and dad right now? Getting that buy-in by asking. My friend Katie Hurley is a psychologist, and she talks about parenting being 20% talking and 80% listening. And that's huge if you think about it that way.
It's really huge. Yeah.
But if you think about, gosh, I need to just shut my mouth and ask and listen and lean in, it allows the child to then share, like, what are their strengths? And then they can show you, and then you can hone in on that. So instead of griping because they haven't done the list that you set out for them, you can say, look at what your schedule that you decided you were going to do today, and look how you're owning it.
I love that. Yeah. And you know, I feel when I get stressed and when things are uncertain and unknown, I talk more. So I think that maybe a lot of parents are doing that. They're, you do this and you do this and I'm busy and this is what's going on and I don't know how to do this. But if you could step back and do that and listen more, and I think something that can really help is the 10-minute ritual you talk about.
Well, and that is sometimes when our kids are really acting unbecoming and they're really asking for attention. They're really asking for some comfort. And sometimes if you just take that 10 minutes, and it might not be when it's convenient, but you take that 10 minutes. And when my kids were little, I gave it the name. I said, this is hands-free time. This means I'm putting away my phone. I'm putting away my to-do list. I'm putting away my computer. This is our time. How would you like to use it? And if you are willing to just give that 10 minutes, which sometimes it ends up being longer because it's not just beneficial for them, it's beneficial for us to step away. But if you give them that time, you will be surprised at how that kind of sustains them. So then you can go get a chunk of work done. You've had that 10 minutes. And I like having these 10-minute increments as rituals so that your children can begin to count on them. You can say, you know what? We're going to have hands-free time every morning. We're going to meet here for breakfast. I'm not going to have the news on. I'm not going to have my computer open. And for older kids, I ask you not to bring your phone. This is our 10 minutes sheltered from the world, sheltered from the noise. And teenagers are sometimes resistant to this idea of being cut off, but they also kind of relish an excuse to say, all right, well, my mom and dad said, we're going to take, this is our time. And when you tell them, this is important because I want to spend time with you, there's just no words that are as affirming as I want to spend time with you. And I don't care how old they are, how young they are, they want to hear that.
Yes. And I feel to anyone that's listening to this, this applies to. So I, when I first came across your content, I started applying it with my children first because I started with Hands-Free Mama, but I then started applying it in my relationship. So I feel like a lot of people, if they're in their house with their spouse, they can really apply it there too, saying, hey, can we have this time?
Yes.
Wherever you choose your time is to be hands-free. And you say a lot of connection and peace can be generated in 10 minutes. And I've seen it in my own life.
It's really true. And you'll feel your own tension, your own stress. It's like when you push away what is urgent, you're left with what truly matters.
Yes.
And you don't see that when you're going 100 miles an hour, you have all these things, but you push it away and then you can see, okay, guess what? All that stuff doesn't matter as much as I thought it did. This contact, this eye contact, this heart to heart moment, this is what matters. This is what's going to keep us going, Mallory. Yeah. We have to think about how are we in this for the long run? And it's those moments of connection and peace and joy. That's what's going to sustain us.
Yes. And you talk about, so maybe if this is someone that's like, what the heck? I've never done this before. How do I stop this? How do I just put my phone down? Or someone that's working from home, like we've already discussed. How can I put my computer down? I have to work. I have a full-time job now that I'm doing from home. So you say carve out these, make them, put them in your schedule. First thing in the morning, mealtimes, caring for pets, when riding in a car, when exercising together, bedtime. That's one of the those are all options. But bedtime, I like it when you talk about the bedtime one. And I've implemented this one in my own life.
Yes. If you can only pick one time to be hands-free during the day, I strongly urge you to try bedtime. I feel like I would not have the relationship with my daughters, my teenagers, that I have today if we had not done this regular hands-free bedtime for over the past 15 years.
Wow.
So you make the choice, you make the commitment, you say, I'm not carrying my phone in with me into this bedroom. I am doing this for myself. I'm doing this for my family, my child. And like Mallory said, maybe you're going into the bedroom with your spouse and you say, I'm not bringing the phone in. This is our time. And my daughter, Natalie, as you mentioned earlier, she wanted to know what bad things were happening in the world. That was her question from age 4. And I decided to be honest with her and give her truth that she could understand. But she started calling it talk time. Mom, can we have talk time? And it became that chance for us to connect with each other and talk about stuff that really was on her heart. And a little bit more into my hands-free journey, I started something at bedtime called the heartbeat check.
Yes, I love that.
And this is, again, something that works for everybody, not just kids. There is nothing more calming and soothing than the sound of the human heart. Mm-hmm. And I asked my daughters, can I listen to your heartbeat? I had read an article that said we are really starving for physical touch. And I thought, well, how can I get more physical touch into our day? And so it's important to ask, because that's not going to be comfortable for everyone. But I would ask them, can I listen to your heart? And it was so cute because, so Avery is my noticer. She's my musician. And I would listen to her heart and I would say, this is what it sounds like. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. And she would say things like, wow, it sounds like a Nicki Minaj song, you know, and we would end up laughing. And then with Natalie, who is a more serious and older, I would say, your heart is so strong. I think it's because of all those laps you swam in the pool today. And it's like, they love hearing these little stories. Like, my mom noticed what I was doing today and it reflected in that heartbeat check.
Yes, that's amazing. I love that. And, you know, it seems like such a simple thing. And when I started reading, I thought, this is so simple. Like, you know, how is it going to impact my entire life as a parent with my children? And I started doing it, and it impacts, I feel, your entire life as a parent with your children. It's that powerful.
Well, and Mallory, I just can't really wait to talk to you in 10 years when you've been doing this as a practice.
Yeah.
Because this week, as we all know, has been really scary and hard. And my 16-year-old, she couldn't sleep. And I went in and we had our ritual was in place. And I listened to her heart and I said, let's just think about every part of our body just relaxing and being held in this moment. Let's start with our feet. Let's go to our knees. And I could be there with her in that moment of pain and uncertainty because of the ritual that we had built. She's 16 years old. And I know that there's not every 16-year-old is allowing a parent to come into the pain and be there. Yes. That is why I just share this to anyone who will listen. Just, it's not too late to start. It's not too early to start. 10 minutes. It's the foundation of so many beautiful, healing, and comforting things that they're going to face in their lives.
And, you know, something I think that we face as parents is a lot of guilt. A lot of parents have guilt, especially during this time, I think. Parents that are having to work from home, I'm sure now they're probably experiencing guilt deeper than they've ever felt it. Because here now, maybe they feel guilt when they're out of the house, but they're able to distract themselves with work and different things.
Yes.
Here they are in the home with their children who are probably begging for their attention. And they're not able to give it to them. They have a job or maybe it's a parent that's a stay-at-home parent that's just totally emotionally distraught over what's happening. Maybe they have a relative in the medical field, or they have an elderly relative or whatever it is. And they feel guilty that they distracted themselves all day. They didn't pay attention to their children. They were doing whatever it was in front of their child. And you talk about how these rituals, they help alleviate that guilt for you for you. And I feel that too. So if I feel like I didn't do something right, or I wish I'd done something better during the day, those end of the day moments, they help let that go. And I love how you talk about that too, because we're going to feel that during these times.
Absolutely. And I think we put a lot of pressure, and we have some really ridiculous expectations that we put on ourselves. And a lot of it comes from comparing what other people are doing or what we think we should be doing. But our kids are really resilient and they are strong, and they can do a lot when we say, you know what? I was really busy today. I was really overwhelmed, but I'm so glad that we're here in this bed having this time. And I can tell you, I was short with you today. And tomorrow, this is what I'm going to try to do differently. I didn't have as much time to spend with you today. And I'm sorry about that. And let's make a plan for this weekend. You know, so it's so good to just be able to be open with your kids and show them what it looks like to be human. Because I guarantee you, the parents that are saying, I'm sorry, I messed up, are going to have kids that can say, I'm sorry, I mess up. And look, I can just get back up. Because what's happening in our modern world is a lot of kids are being raised to think they can't make mistakes. Yes. And when they do make a mistake, they think, I'm a failure. Not I failed, it's I'm a failure.
Right.
But when you decide perfect parenting is not required to raise resilient kids, you empower them with this idea that we can stumble, we can fall, and we can say, I'm going to own it. I'm going to make a new plan from what just happened. And I'm going to carry on. And that could be the best gift that you give them right now in this moment. It's not about the academics. It's about how do you persevere when life has just turned upside down and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But you know, we have love and we have each other, and we are carving out this 10 minutes to come together. That could be the greatest gift that you give your child for the rest of their life.
Wow. That could be the greatest gift that you give your child for the rest of your life, for the rest of their life. That yes. is powerful. And I believe that with my whole entire being. And isn't it funny, Rachel, that here we are slaving away, working constantly to provide for them things that we think are the most
yes. important
to get them in their entire lives.
Yes.
When it's just this, when it's just, if you are living in a tiny apartment in some town, just as a single parent raising three kids on your own, and you feel like I can't give them all these things, you can give them the most powerful and most important thing. If you're a high level CEO, if you're a doctor right now in the midst of all of this crisis and you think, oh my gosh, I can't give one more ounce. All you have to give is 10 minutes, and it's the most yeah. powerful thing.
Yes.
That's why I think your work is so revolutionary. It is so simple, but it is so powerful. And, you know, before we move on to the, because we've got 20 minutes left in this podcast, a little bit less, and I want to get to, you know, two more sections, but I want to mention really quickly, because I think this is one more ritual that can help, tethering yourself. So in this world where it feels like everything's just, it's all online, it's intangible, you talk about tethering yourself
yes.
in this online world. You say it is vitally important to tether ourselves to real people, real scenery, real conversations, to yoga mats, spatulas, brooms, mops, cameras, paintbrushes. What do we want our children to remember us holding in our hands? What do we want our children to remember holding in our hands? How powerful is that? And this may be the only time that some people see their parents all day, every day in their homes. So that's why I was like, we've got to do this podcast so that people can make the most of this time. And I understand that people have to do, there's going to be computers and phones and things that we are going to have in our day to day as we make it through this. But if we can tether ourselves to real conversations, and here we are, we're tethered to real people because, hey, we're in the same house. We are together now. So I think that's really powerful. And I think that that's something that we can really apply during this time.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all about something my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning to the shopping to the prep to the actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater approved recipes right to your doorstep each week. My pickiest eater is probably my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves the HelloFresh meals we make. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. Skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. They handle most of the prep too, making getting dinner on the table easier and faster than ever. Y'all know we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy with making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you all about this great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. Go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That is free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. As a woman, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, cravings and up and downs and all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through something like menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can really put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low mood, poor sleep. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. There's a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold about every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LivingFully at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code LivingFully for 15% off today. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's GOBBLE.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
And it's so interesting. Before we started recording, Mallory and I were talking about my book that's coming out in a few weeks, Live, Love, Now. And tethering yourself is such an important part of that book. And it was inspired when my father-in-law was dying of cancer. And we had gone to spend the weekend with him, not knowing that was going to be his last weekend on earth. But we spent that entire weekend just surrounding his bed, going through keepsakes, talking about memories, talking about our hopes and our dreams. And he would always grab my hand. He was so weak and he was in such pain, but he would grab my hand so tightly. And I felt like he was saying, tether yourself to what matters, Rachel. Wow. Because in the end, the only things that are going to matter are the relationships, the memories, and the love that remains. And now here we are facing this situation where we are having to tether ourselves to what really matters. What really matters is coming so clear. And, you know, we spend so much of our days busy, 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 drifting, drifting, drifting. And here we are, this chance to tether ourselves to yes. what matters.
Yes.
And I actually was thinking about tethering yourself and how it applied to my teenagers when they go into the online world. And so, and now it's even magnified by the reality of the world right now and how we are in this situation in our homes where we can choose what are we going to hold in our hands throughout the day. And it's amazing how I'm watching my daughters, they're gravitating toward their guitar, cooking, doing the running. And so I know, because I always wondered, like, well, what's it going to be? They're being raised by someone who's really trying to have these hands-free increments. Is it going to matter? And yes, they're able to see that real life happens when you let go of the screens, when you put down the computer, when you turn away from that distraction.
Yeah.
and you fuel your soul. Like, that is the only way we can truly fuel our souls. And so I hope and pray that this is a time that, since we don't have to go anywhere, we don't have a crazy routine that we're trying to stick to, we can say this is a good time to tether ourselves to real things.
Yes. And something that you talk about and you briefly mentioned, and I think we can just briefly mention it because I actually talk about it a lot. So you talk about your family narrative, and here you are in your homes with your family. And I think that this can be a really beautiful time to talk about the things yeah. that your family's made it through. What is your family story? You know, maybe that's your 10 minutes at night. You can talk yes. about things like that. So I come from a family that we used to meet quarterly. I'm the oldest of 23 first cousins. We all grew up on the same farm in Kentucky. We have a really powerful family narrative, and we come together, intentionally come together and tell our family story. We used to do it four times a year. We have these activities around it. We film videos around it. We document it. This is something that's been so ingrained in my life, and I've seen how amazingly powerful it is. So I love it that you mentioned that. Is that it? That's in the new book also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It is. I was doing some research for it, and I came across this sentence that just really spoke to me, and I'm going to read it. It's by Bruce Feiler. the single most important thing you can do for your family, maybe the simplest of all, develop a strong family narrative. Create, refine, and retell the story of your family's positive moments and your ability to bounce back from the difficult ones. That act alone may increase the odds that your family will thrive for many generations to come.
I believe.
I mean,
I see it in my own family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to share, that's one of the things I also delve into in the book is we don't have to hide our struggles with our kids. Yes, there's a time and a place. And yes, we might take a different approach with some kids than others, but sharing your struggles and saying, back in the ninth grade, this happened to me and I thought the world was ending, but I survived. And so that offers them a chance to say, I'm really scared right now, Mom. And I'm really scared, Dad. And to say, this is a time, this is becoming part of our story.
Yes.
This is our story of resilience.
Yes.
And this is how we're coping. And to show your kids, how are you coping with your stress? You know, a lot of us, I see lots of friends now outside. They're walking. Everybody's out walking.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, all right, this is how we're coping. It's easy to numb pain. It's easy to distract ourselves from the pain.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
easy to just push it away. But we want to show our kids, how do we cope? What are some mindfulness techniques that we are using? And I learned even 1 minute of meditation, which is basically closing your eyes and focusing on your own breath. 1 minute can drastically reduce the emotional turmoil that you are experiencing. And I got my daughters into the habit of, you know, picking up a token, holding it in their hands, and just listening to the sound of their own breath, wow. letting their heart be their guide.
You have such a gift at simplifying things that empowers people to do them. And I think when a lot of people hear self-care, meditation,
yeah.
all this stuff, they think I've got to buy an app for $59.99. Yeah. like this. And which finger do I push to the other finger? Like,
yes.
You just said, it's simply 1 minute of breathing. Grab a yeah. coin, grab a token, or just breathe
yes.
one
yes. minute. And you can do it standing in line, literally. We can do that.
Yeah.
It is. It's so powerful when you really break things down and you don't think, I don't have to overhaul my life.
Yes.
I just need to make one small change to practice presence. What is that going to look like today? And how is that going to ripple out? And it gets really exciting when you commit to this 10 minutes practice of presence. You see how your loved ones start to respond to it. You see that you get closer to your partner. You see that you are led into the sacred pieces of your teenager's life. You realize, hey, this is actually really, really good. Yeah. And this is something we can do. And I want to just really bring home a point that I faced myself this week, and I know people are facing, but this is really important. When we realize that we are stumbling, we are yelling, or we are spending way too much time on the phone because we're trying to stay up with things, we're not meeting the needs of our family. And we go there and we have that painful truth that, wow, I have really dropped the ball. That is not a moment to guilt yourself, to shame yourself. That is a moment of awareness. I looked at my phone the other day and I saw how many hours. It was hours. It was terrible. And I thought, I've been retreating to scroll and get information. Yeah. And I thought, do not shame yourself, Rachel. Say, I am aware that I am spending too much time on my phone and I'm costing myself the chance to do something that fulfills me.
Right.
I know
that, Rachel, you, from the beginning of me consuming your content, I never felt bad about any mistake that I was making as a parent. And I think that that's a real gift that you have, to share this information in such a way that it made me as a parent feel empowered. And there were things that I was doing wrong, but instead of saying, well, how much time did I waste doing that? I was aware, like you just said, and then I made a different choice because it empowered me to make a different choice. And
yes,
I love it that you preach that. And I do too. I want these tools and these podcasts that people listen to help them as a parent, especially in this time when you really have the opportunity to be a parent. And, you know, speaking of awareness, we've covered like so much in this podcast. I'm so excited about everything that we've actually got in. But something that you said that really struck me is you said, just, you know, don't project your feelings and emotions and worries on your children. Just because you feel them doesn't mean they do. And I thought about that, and I thought, I guess, yeah, you just assume everybody in this house is feeling this way, so we need to talk about this, or I'm assuming you feel this way. You talk about asking questions to find out what information they need, rather than just assuming. So actually asking them, maybe in your nighttime ritual, you know, if they bring something up they're scared about, what concerns you the most right now, or what worries you tonight, or how can I help? Little things like that, I thought, were really, really amazing. And you talk about just lifelines for tough times. And I love the word lifelines. And I think now is a time where we really do, we truly need a lifeline. And you are a lifeline, I think, to so many people, because you're empowering people to use this time that right now we're seeing as a struggle. You're empowering people to use this time as something that can truly be like a shining, a golden moment in our parenting journey or in our journey of connectedness. And I'm always one to look for the bright spots, and you are such a bright spot in this space. And you just talk about these reassurances and how reassurances is so important right now to children, especially. So tell me, you know, what are some of your reassurances? What are some of your favorite go-to lifelines during struggles?
I like to tell kids that, I like to say to my children and to the teenagers that I talk to, that they are loved. They are seen. I hear you. You are safe. You are loved. And I believe that you can handle what's coming. You are handling. You're handling this right now. And God is with us. I tell my girls every day that we are not alone. Mm-mm. We are being held in loving hands. And we just have to keep trusting that things are working in our favor, even though we can't see them. We are gaining valuable tools that are going to help us live our highest potential. Like, when you think about the gifts that come through the pain and the struggle, those are some of your greatest lessons that help you really embrace life. And I do think that this is an opportunity, even though it is extremely difficult, and some people are in situations that make it really tough to embrace goodness right now, that we are being equipped in a way, we're being prepared in a way that we can't even imagine, and to keep being open to what am I learning right now? And to try to shift that from, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, exactly.
To what can I be learning right now? What can I take from this? How can I turn this into a silver lining? I'm seeing the fruits of the labor with my children in how they are handling this. And they're not perfect by any means. But the other night we talked about one word that's on your heart, one word that's helping you right now. And Avery said, persevere. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my guitar out and I'm going to keep carrying on. This is how I'm going to get through is my music. So that's her coping strategy. Mm-hmm. Natalie's word was acceptance. She said, I'm trying to realize that so much of this is out of my control. So I'm trying to accept what is, and then living in each moment. And I couldn't help but get tears in my eyes, because that is what we hope for our kids, that they can persevere, that they can accept what is and say, this is not going to defeat me and it's going to shape me.
Yeah.
And so that's my encouragement to people that are in the trenches with their little ones, because I think to myself, it would be so hard if you're used to having breaks, you're used to having support, you're used to being able to go to the office and get your work done.
Yeah.
Is that using this time to come together, to invest in their emotional well-being rather than making this a checklist time in your life?
Yeah.
That could reap benefits that you cannot even imagine at this point.
And I know there are a lot of people listening to this that are thinking about their children who are just running wild through the house, and they're thinking, how is Rachel able to sit there and intentionally have these conversations with her daughters? Like, they're picturing little angel wings on your girl's. But what I encourage you guys to do is go back and read her early books, because you talk about how you were literally that chicken kind of with your head cut off.
Oh yeah.
And you used to live your life like that, and you made an intentional shift. So that's how now you're sitting there in your room asking your children a question and they're answering it like that. And I love it how you empower us with these tools, and you say it's not an overhaul of your life.
No.
It is a tiny thing. So you're saying during this time, let's try these rituals. Let's try and reframe the way that we're asking kids to help out. Let's let them help us. Let's find these 10-minute increments. Let's tether ourselves. Let's really invest in our families, because here we are. We're all together. We're all in the same house.
And
it's so powerful to me. It's empowered me as a parent and as a wife and as a daughter and in so many ways. And, you know, we just wanted to bring this message to people today. Because this is an opportunity. This is a hard time for so many reasons, like you just said, and on so many different levels. But it's an opportunity for us to do something really powerful and change our relationships with our children, or build a family to do that. And I know that Rachel has to run, and as do I, but let us know. So Live Love Now. We're going to link all of this in the show notes, but it comes out in a few weeks.
Yes. Right? And I will tell you, Mallory, we do have some of the most helpful pre-order gifts that I had no idea when I was creating them, how useful they would be right now, but they are they're connection tools. They're questions that you can be asking. They're things that you can become more aware of. One of them is how to be an easier to be around adult. So I've talked to hundreds of teens.
I need to read that one.
And they said, okay, here's what brings out the best in me that adults do. And here's the things that hold me back and that make me feel bad. And so I created this downloadable for anyone who pre-orders Live Love Now. It's this beautiful tool for you to kind of check yourself a little bit. And that really, again, works for everybody. You know, if you're an easy to be around adult for your kids, you're going to be an easy to be around adult for your partner and your parents and your friends.
And then you said that's a downloadable tool, and we can.
Yes.
And you said that you have a link to where the listeners can actually download that tool.
Yes. Yes. It's if you pre-order Live Love Now, you get 4 connection tools that you can have instantly. And they're all things that will help a parent who is trapped in a home with their kids right now, and that will benefit them for the rest of their life. These are foundations that you're creating now that will become support systems as you go through life.
Amazing. And I want to mention, because like I love what you did for this book, and everyone has to get this book, because she talks about this experiment. You literally went to these teens, gave them an index card, asked them questions about how they felt like in relationship with their parents and what they needed from adults. And
yeah.
you literally did this research that yeah. is groundbreaking in this new book, which is why everyone needs this. I'm telling you, everyone needs this book. Pre-order this book. I'm going to put the link there, and you guys, it's powerful.
And Mallory, I wanted to give a special gift to your listeners, to you, because you are truly a gift in my journey.
Wow.
I talked to my publisher and I said, I want to give them something that they can do right now that's going to bring them comfort. And one thing that I made for part of my pre-order bonuses is the 21-day Live, Love Now audio series.
Wow.
They are short little things you listen to each day that bring you back to self-love, self-kindness, breathing, being in the moment. And it's super simple little steps. So your listeners are going to get the first 7 days of the 21-day series for free.
Amazing.
And if they end up, they want it, if they want the whole 21, they just have to order 2 copies of Live, Love Now for themselves and a friend. And then they get the whole thing. But at least for now, they'll have the 7 days. And I've heard from my readers, they are like, Rachel, listening to your voice to start my day, listening to a small intention that you suggest is helping me profoundly. And this was even before everything went down. And so now I just feel like self-care in very small ways. Like you said, Mallory, self-care can sound like really hard and something like we don't have time for, but that is not what my series is about. My series is very small steps, and I want to give that to your listeners.
Thank you so much. That's
you are so welcome.
What an amazing tool. And 7 days, that's a lot of days. And that's
yes.
that seems like 7 days. We're going to be here for 7 days. So
yes.
I'm started on that. I'm going to get started on that tomorrow morning.
So, wonderful.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I can't thank you enough for coming on today, but really for your life's work, for your message to the world, for the parents that you are inspiring, and for the kids that are benefiting from that. You're changing the world, and I am happy to call you a friend and happy to have you on this again. So I know you've got to go, and I thank you so, so much.
Oh, Mallory, thank you. You are a blessing to me, and it was an honor to be here and sharing with you.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you to all of you who listened to the Living Fully podcast today with my amazing guest, Rachel. Thank you so much. And look for everything, all the information that we talked about today in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.